Listening activity.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the Mr. Skeptical Show.
Hello, everyone. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Bermuda Triangle and its mysteries. But don't be afraid, friends. There's no mystery at all. Just a lot of bad information and media hype. Many people say that ships and planes often mysteriously disappear here. But is that really true? I say it isn't. What do you say? Here's our first caller.
Hi, I'm Karen Osgood, and...
I don't believe that's your real name.
What?
Mr. Skeptical doesn't believe anything. I'm only joking. Please continue.
Well, Mr. Skeptical, certainly an unusual number of ships and planes have disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle. You can't say that isn't true.
Yes, I can. In fact, considering the large area and the large traffic of boats and planes, it's perfectly normal that some of them disappear.
Well, you're just too skeptical for me.
Well, they don't call me Mr. Skeptical for nothing. Next caller, are you there?
Yes, here I am, and I'm sure of it.
Very funny. What's your question, then?
Well, just how do you explain the disappearance of all those planes and boats? Because some really do disappear, and that's a fact, Mr. Skeptical.
Yes, some do disappear, but not that many. The Coast Guard says it receives around 8,000 calls for help in that area each year. Many of these calls come from people who aren't experienced sailors. Also, the weather in this part of the Atlantic is very difficult to predict. You can leave the port with a calm sea and sunny skies, and then suddenly you're in a tornado or a small hurricane. They're very common.
Perhaps you're right. But I prefer the stories about UFOs and aliens from outer space. Goodbye.
We have time for one more caller. Good evening. You're on the air.
Flight 19! Flight 19! Flight 19! Those planes just disappeared and you know it! And you know it's a terrible mystery!
Well, yes. It is a mystery. But I don't think it's very strange. It was a training flight and the commander, Lieutenant Taylor, was the only experienced pilot. The other four pilots were all students. It's clear that after his compass stopped working, he simply got lost. And then the planes finished their fuel and fell into the ocean.
Well, I don't believe that explanation. But what about the search plane that disappeared?
That was a special kind of plane that could fly for 24 hours. And so it had lots and lots of fuel on board. These planes were very dangerous, and the pilots themselves called them flying bombs. So, that plane probably exploded.
Perhaps, Mr. Skeptical. Anyway, I'm a very experienced captain, and next week my friends and I are sailing from Florida to the Bahamas. Do you want to come with us to see the area for yourself?
From Florida to the Bahamas? That's in the Bermuda Triangle. The Triangle of Death. The Devil's Triangle. The graveyard of the Atlantic. I may be skeptical, but I'm not mad. Skeptical, yes, but mad, no. Skeptical, yes, but mad, no. This is Mr. Skeptical saying goodbye for now, and don't believe anything you hear.